Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, well, knowing that it's Banana Bread Day and National Biscuit Day hopefully gives you some idea about what to make for your dog or what to not... Never mind, let's not go there anyway. So I was talking... nah, we won't do that. It does cross my mind. All right, so we've got a peanut allergy story, which is a little unclear, but they're talking about it's going through the review process at the FDA, and they're thinking about fast-tracking it. But the idea being, I think that you wear a patch, so that the idea being early immunotherapy helps kids beat peanut allergy. You start the treatment in infants and toddlers, and seems to induce sustained unresponsiveness. Hmm. Very. Do you know how old you were when you got your reaction to peanuts?
I think we figured it out when I was like maybe like 4 or 5.
Well, see, these are earlier than that. They're talking about babies. Mm-hmm. 29 of, and they said that 4 weeks after stopping the oral immunotherapy, which had been given for a year, 29 out of 30 were able to consume 5 grams of peanut butter protein in a food challenge, peanut protein. Mm-hmm. Sustained unresponsiveness is a term that's been introduced to describe an individual's ability to undergo a food challenge without becoming symptomatic and then have the food introduced into the diet. Hmm. Okay. Treating young, newly diagnosed children with peanut allergy with oral immunotherapy seems to be both safe and effective. Strict avoidance has been the standard of care for peanut allergy, but children and parents alike have a substantial fear of low-level contamination.
Hmm.
So there you go. All right, so the idea is that oral immunotherapy is gaining momentum as the treatment for peanut allergy, which develops early during the first year of life.
Is it just strictly like peanuts, or is it any kind of anything in the nut family, like, you know, almonds or walnuts?
No, apparently
I'm allergic to all of that stuff.
Are you?
Yeah.
This says
everything.
Just peanuts. Unlike allergy to milk and eggs, 80% of children don't outgrow peanut allergy.
Because I'm allergic to walnuts, almonds, you know, cashews, pistachio. I mean, you name it.
Hmm.
In the family, I'm allergic to all of it.
They're saying this only works for peanut specific, so we don't know.
Okay. Just curious.
Okay. A little unclear. Encourage them to consume small amounts of peanuts routinely, 1 gram a day on 5 days out of 7 to continue exposure once they become desensitized. Hmm. The median age of the kids tested was 29 months, which is 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So these were... there you go. Okay. 97% of 2 children not having had their food challenge. So... They got a very good good response. A little unclear about and as you point out, that there may be sort of variations on a theme here. But the idea of challenging a very young immune system to desensitize it is getting to be more and more common. As I mentioned, the issue about the popular soft drink and the fact that caramel coloring, except they're saying that they can't tell you which brands, because across brands it varies greatly, which is even worse if you think about it.
Right.
If you've got something that may be toxic, and if you take 2 cans of the same soda on the same day and test them, and they could have different levels, I mean, that's scary in and of itself, right?
You might want to get that figured out.
Yeah,
pretty
maybe.
Good.
Yeah, that's... there are 2 more stories that are sort of... makes you... I don't know, either scratch your head or think... I don't know. One is that snail teeth, there's a certain kind of snail that actually seems to be the hardest surface on Earth in terms of manufacturing. I mean, you know, we've always thought of diamonds, that natural materials spider silk, titanium, Kevlar. Mm-hmm. It turns out that limpet teeth, which a limpet is a certain kind of snail, they're vegetarian. They latch onto rocks and move in a similar manner to garden snails, using a foot under their shell to move about. To feed, they don't move their bodies. They extend a tongue-like appendage called a radula that features rows of tiny little teeth, that aid in scraping and moving food to its mouth.
I was going to ask if
how they found this is unclear to me.
And I was going to ask too: are these snails bigger than the regular garden snails? Or
they're 5 centimeters. So 5 centimeters is what? Okay. About 2 inches.
Okay.
So no, I've seen certainly bigger snails than that.
Mm-hmm.
A professor in the School of Engineering that led the research found the limpet structure fascinating after seeing a picture in a textbook. The teeth are composed of protein frames and small, closely packed fibers of the mineral goethite. These are like structures we use in aerospace on a much smaller scale. They're strong and light, therefore used frequently in high-performance aircrafts and cars. In the lab, researchers attempted to pull the structure apart to test its tensile strength. It needed 6.5 gigapascals of pressure to pull apart the silk tooth. Spider silk is 4.5 gigapascals. Kevlar, 3 to 3.5. So this is serious stuff. They retain their strength no matter the size, which also makes it distinct from other structures. The larger the structure, the more flaws it contains, therefore the weaker it becomes. They bypass the sweetness by utilizing fibers that are small enough to avoid flaws affecting the overall composition. They said they can use it for like cars, racing cars and bikes, because it'll be strong but really light.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. I need a limpet bike, a limpet teeth bike, because I am such a jock. Not. Okay. Final story in this kind of strange but maybe true, maybe not true. All right. This is another one of questionable science. All right. Let me read you the headline. Dishwasher linked, and it's misspelled, to child's allergy asthma risk. Okay. Here's what they said. And this is such bad science as to be just adorable. It's just that bad. The idea being that this was done in Sweden, and they talked to 1,000 kids, and the children were 7 or 8 years old. They asked how the family cleaned their dishes and how often the family ate fermented foods and foods directly from a farm. The idea being that fermented foods are allergens, and food from a farm could or couldn't be, depending. So again, that's another what? The idea is that they're saying, and they also were looking at other factors like, did you own a pet and were you breastfed? It turned out 12% of the families hand-washed their dishes. The scientists found that children in these families had about half the risk of developing allergic conditions compared to kids in families that use dishwasher machines. Now, what you're probably thinking is, well, the dishwasher is causing the allergy. You'd be wrong. It turns out the dishwasher is very effective at removing bacteria from plates. So the kids who are eating off essentially dirty plates were essentially desensitized, hence less asthma and eczema and allergies.
So what's causing is it the dishwashing soap itself?
No. It has nothing to do. That's why it's so misleading. It turns out, no, the problem is, remember I've told the story before about the Fuller Brush man coming to try and sell me a vacuum cleaner at my house by vacuuming my rug and showing me how dirty it was and that this was going to be terrible for my kid?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I vacuum the lawn every day before I let her go out and play.
Yeah.
The idea being sort of an inherent understanding that kids who are never exposed to allergens are much more likely to develop problems. Because an allergy, by definition, is a learned response.
Right.
So if all you've had is you've never been around anything that could cause a response, and the older you are, the more likely you are to develop a problem. And just like with the peanut stuff, they're saying, well, if we give you peanuts early, when you're early enough, and keep it systematic, what you'll do is you'll stop responding to it. Your body just will stop getting a response to it. So what they're saying is dirty plates will keep you healthier than clean plates. the fact that most people who have dishwashers may be richer and have better medical care. Well, let's not pay any attention to that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSafe.com. TogetherSafe.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSafe.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSafe.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756. You guys are a little quiet today. What's going on here? Huh? You guys just too, your fingers are too frozen? Got it. Should have guessed. Just warm up. Put on your little mittens and give me a holler. 855-99-3756-9. All right. So how did we? I'm trying to remember what was the impetus for our theater, or for our thing about names.
I'm trying to think back. It was over a week ago when we posted the question.
Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about how names influence who people become.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Right. For example, we were just being really thrilled about Lady Gaga's performance at the Oscars and doing the Sound of Music medley. Her name, I got half of it right. Her name is Stefani Joanne Angelina Germanotta.
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 Hmm. I wonder where the last name comes from.
That's, she decided she was Lady Gaga. There you go.
All right.
And she's engaged now.
She is.
Yeah, she's got engaged.
Who'd she get engaged to?
To Taylor Kenney.
Oh.
The Chicago Fire hunk.
Yeah, the Severide guy that everybody loves, right?
Well, I guess. What do I know?
I don't watch Chicago Fire.
What can I tell you? All righty. She went to NYU's Tisch School for the performing arts. I didn't know that. But she certainly covered herself with glory last night. All right, so we're talking about whether people like their names. Now, I think we got started on this on Friday, and then we got some phone calls that preempted the discussion.
I think we talked about my name a little bit, and then we talked about your name and how the phone company has you down as Joyce,
yeah. And the Denver Public Library has me down as J-O-I at one point, and then also as Valerie. I just decided that I was... Joy was my slave name.
How do you get J-O... I mean, I get how you could come up with J-O-I for Joy, mm-hmm. but J-O-Y is kind of the normal, typical spelling of Joy. So
of course.
Why they would...
I did that. I was in the midst of my adolescent. This is my slave name. I decided it would be very cool. You decide whatever you are at some point is a problem, and your parents are just creepy, and so you're going to show them. And somehow I couldn't. Valerie didn't actually work. Nobody ever called me Valerie. So I thought, well, okay, I'll just be Joy, and I'll be secret, like I'll be J-O-I. That'll be good. I'll figure that out. My mother was not amused about that either. And every once in a while, I basically was pretty good about returning books on time. But I suspect every once in a while, I sort of decided to have an overdue book just so the notice would come to the house and it would make my mother crazy. Nice kid. Not so much. Are you paying attention to me, Mom? I know there are lots of other kids, but I'm the one who could make you craziest. All right, so let's hear what other names that people like or dislike about themselves.
We'll start with George. George says, of two minds about it, I never came across another George in my personal life other than my dad. He says, other than my dad until I was 31 years old. So I always thought it was unique. It also means farmer, and I love to grow plants in a garden. My dad was...
George meets farmer?
Yeah, but he says, my dad was named George, so I'm a second, and I hated being called Georgie or Little George or Junior.
So he liked the George part. He just didn't like the diminutives.
Yeah.
There's less of a tendency now. I don't know. I think people go through. There was a time where everybody was known by a nickname, a shortening. And now Roberts are not Bob or Bobby. They're Roberts or sometimes Robbie. But I know many more people who want to. I mean, even now they're adults, but even babies are Jacob rather than Jake.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole sort of tendency of, and biblical names have come back.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear other names.
Alan says, I love my name, Alan. I love how it's spelled, and I love the way I can shorten it to Al.
There you go, a contented man.
Kate says, my real name is Catherine. I loved it, but it always gets shortened to Kathy, and I hated that. I think Kate fits me just fine.
Well, and Kate is now a very popular name because of Lady Kate in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sally says, I love my name, Sally Ann. My mom named me after herself, but she didn't want to be Big Sally. That's why I still stick with Sally Ann. There you go.
So her mom's name is Sally as well, but her mom's name probably is not Sally. That she doesn't have the same middle name.
Right, yeah.
Probably Southern. That's a very common to have those two names. Betsy Lou,
yeah.
Cindy Lou, yeah.
Let's see. Lorraine says...
Sally...
Lorraine says, I love my name. I did not as a child because it was not too popular.
Yeah.
The French influence during and after World War II inspired both my first and middle name. Middle name being Claire.
With an E, presumably.
Yep.
Lorraine Claire. There you go.
Becky says, I love my name Rebecca Arlene because my parents picked it for me and I love them dearly.
Well, you can hear that I don't think we're having a whole lot of adolescents who are responding to the question. I think a lot of us sort of grow into our name. Although, as I said, I have three examples of people who changed their name as adults.
Bill, whose last name is Brown, he says, when your last name is Brown, how can you go wrong?
There you go. He probably just said I'm an E.
He does not have an E, no.
The E you have to carry around with you to sort of disperse to people. You have to carry extra ones around because they're always leaving it off. But Brown actually is the most common name in America. It's not Smith. It's actually Brown, with or without.
Okay. Connie says, my name is Connie Colvin. Actually, the first name is Constance. I like and respond to both. I like my name because it's a little different, but not too weird. It is alliterative,
yeah. Alliterative. Alliteration in prose is poor.
Yep, and it sounds nice and suits me, as I'm fairly consistent.
There you go. I mean, I'm very impressed with how many people really like their name.
Jerry says, Jerry, who is a woman, she says, I have a boy name. And she has a little frowny, a frown sign.
Yeah, emoticon.
Let's see. Anna says, I was named after my grandma, and whether you spell it forward or backward, it is the same. A-N-N-A, that's right.
Yep.
I like the name...
A palindrome, that's called.
Yeah. She says, I like the name Zoe better, but I guess that name wouldn't have been Italian enough back in the day.
Well, is Zoe her middle name or something? Or she just picked that name. She's like the name
I
Zoe.
I think she just liked that name, yeah.
Fair enough.
So, there we go.
All right.
A couple more to go to on that.
All right, well, maybe we'll come back to them. All right, 855-99-37569. If you've got something, regardless of what your name is, you don't have to tell me your real name. Give me a holler, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-99-37569. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I love your program. Well, I love your program. I listen to you all the time. So I have a question. My boys have gone to a sleepover, and they're going to be six. And it's with a friend that they go to school with, and I know their mom. I don't know their dad very well. So the other day I was over at her house and with them, and I noticed that there was a big hole in the wall. And so I asked her, you know, what happened, and she said that her husband got angry and he punched a hole in the wall. So I don't know. That made me nervous about, you know, is he going to do that when my boys are around or something like that. So I just wondered, you know, how you might approach this subject or if the sleepover should just be at my house.
How well do you know the mother?
I really only, you know, am getting to know her since the summer.
All right, well, let's go through the possibilities. One is you could just say to her, listen, one of the possibilities is say, wow, that was, you know, I couldn't get the thought that he hit the wall. I mean, it's certainly better than hitting the kids or her.
Right.
Is this a frequent occurrence? And if so, would it be easier for the kids to come to my house so that there's not that additional sort of noise and aggravation of a whole bunch of six-year-olds running around screaming? That's
right.
Probably how I'd approach it. I was just kind of curious about it and wondered if he's going through a tough time, that maybe it may make more sense for the kids to come over to have a sleepover at our house, so it's not putting you or him under additional strain. And then that gives her the opportunity to say, oh no, it only happened once, and you know, he's really, you know, or it happens all the time. I mean, I think it gives her, without you being accusatory or even particularly nosy, a way of appearing to be concerned and generous and involved as opposed to judgmental or nosy. So that's probably how I'd approach it. And maybe, you know, take her out for coffee or something. And when's the sleepover supposed to happen?
Well, there's none scheduled yet anymore. I mean, we did one and she did one. So we're sort of... That's where it's at right now.
Well, how did it work? I mean, what did the boys say from coming back from their sleepover?
Well, I asked them, and they said that, you know, there wasn't any problems. I mean,
I think you have to believe that if somebody stuck their hand through a wall, if a daddy, you know, if a male or a grown-up stuck his hand through a wall, it would be something that boys would be all excited about and very excited to share with you. So my guess is that it didn't happen. When she said something about it, could you get any read on her? Well, this is kind of matter of fact, or she was embarrassed, or this happens all the time, or did you get any reading from her on it?
Well, she told me that she went out to a school meeting at a restaurant, and he was upset that she was going out, I guess. So I guess when she got home, that's what happened.
Okay, I would still approach it the same way. My guess is that the kids are not at any risk at all.
Okay.
My guess is he'd probably been drinking. She went out, he was drinking, he started feeling sorry for himself. He did it when nobody was around. Hopefully they'll patch the wall at some point, or maybe they keep it as a reminder so he doesn't lose his temper again. My guess is the boys are not really at any risk. But, I trust your gut more than I trust mine, which is certainly third hand. But approaching her and saying, you know, I was kind of concerned. You don't have to say I was concerned. Just say I couldn't get it out of my mind. And it occurs to me if it would be easier to have sleepovers at my house so that there's less stress. If he's just going through a tough time in his life, then you know, just let me know.
Okay. All right, okay,
and see what she says. But you certainly establish yourself as somebody who's concerned without being judgmental.
Right.
Okay. But my guess is, if anything had happened, the boys, especially where there are two of them, would have come bubbling home. You know, Mom, you're not going to believe what happened.
So, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully this was a one shot occurrence, and his knuckles are feeling lousy enough, and... And it sounds like she was not particularly concerned about it. So.
Right. Okay.
But I have no problem with you approaching her, not only for the issue about your sons and the sleepover, but so she understands if there is any issue of domestic violence, that you are a sympathetic and non-judgmental resource for her to come and say. So no matter how you look at it, I think it's perfectly okay to bring it up in the, I noticed this, I couldn't get it out of my mind. If he's going through a tough time, you know, I have the kids come over here.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. And the whole issue about domestic violence, and it's not clear that this is. It's domestic violence toward a wall is a little different than domestic violence toward a person. But if you've ever been around somebody who's lost their temper and is big, it can be genuinely frightening, even if it's not directed toward you. because the assumption is this person, number one, is angry. Number two, they're big. Number three, they're out of control. And number four, is the next target going to be me? If it's the wall now, is it going to be me next? So it's a legitimate concern. Obviously, or maybe not so obviously, it would seem to me that it takes more self-restraint to hit a wall than it does to hit a person. It's certainly much less dangerous and much less aggressive, but still can be genuinely scary. And one of the issues about domestic violence is nobody wants to talk about it. It was interesting, one of the comments last night, I guess from one of the women who did, oh, she did the short documentary, the hotline, the vet's hotline. And she said, we have to talk about suicide. You know, that I lost my son to suicide, and we have to talk about it out loud. And it would seem to me that one of the ongoing issues about domestic violence is nobody knows exactly what to say, so they don't say anything. So people feel more and more ashamed. They feel it's more and more their issue. They feel more and more isolated. So in this particular case, this is certainly a gray area. But better a gray area than one that's black and blue. And just saying, if this is a problem, opens up the possibility of not only having the boys sleep at her house, but having the boy's mom know that she has a resource that she wants to go to, who will not judge her, who will not read her the riot act, and will be genuinely helpful in understanding. So it's worth saying something. It really is. And as around here, because of terrorism, the T-shirt motto is, if you see something, say something. And I would argue that any kind of domestic violence, that terrorism is just another kind of violence, but that if you see something, say something. And it doesn't have to be judgmental. It doesn't have to be unpleasant. It doesn't have to be inquisitive per se, as much as to say, if this is a problem, let me offer some help and see if that has any value to you. So saying something is really an important part of being on the planet. We're here to help each other, among other things. So 855-993-7569. Okay, should we have a couple more names there?
We do, yes.
Okay, let's do a couple more names.
A couple more. Let's go to Corrine. She says, I used to hate my name because it was different,
yeah.
And I couldn't find any personalized combos when I was 8 with my name on them.
Yeah, true. I could never find license plates with, with my name on it. Joyce, yes. Joy, not.
Now I love my name because it's different.
Different, yeah.
Nico says, my name is Nicolette. Everyone has a hard time with it, yet it is the name from... I think it's Aucassin et Nicolette, an amazing love story.
What is, could spell it for me?
Aucassin et Nicolette.
Okay. I think it's an opera.
Okay. She says it's an amazing love story, one of the first novel written in modern French a very long time ago. Many people want to call me Nicole. I don't like it. So now I'm Nico, and many, I'm Nico to many, and or Nick to my family.
There you go.
And then one more. Aurora says, my real name is Dawn, and I hated it as a child. And I hate it today at 40 years old. Everyone should look at me strangely, or everyone would look at me strangely when I would say my name, and they would say 9 times out of 10, Donna.
It's a boy's name, yeah.
Or they would ask if it was Donna.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so she, so Dawn, Aurora is what? The Greek for Dawn.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, children, I'm so pleased that most of you are pleased with your name. If you'd like to share it with me, give me a holler. I've got one more segment left. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My real name was George, but I go by Brian.
Why?
I was named after my grandfather, George, but...
Where did Brian come from?
That was my middle name.
Okay.
And my grandfather was a great guy. He used to take us, me and my two brothers and my cousins and stuff to the park all the time when we were kids. This is my dad's dad. And And he used to take us all for haircuts and get new shoes and stuff, and it was great. And, you know, back in the 50s, and he used to have this old Buick. It was one of the first cars I ever remember that had the electric automatic seats in the front.
You could move them back and forth?
This little button that would go up and down and forward and backward. And it was, you know, it wasn't bucket seats. It was the whole bench seat in the front that moved.
Wow.
Anyway, it was really neat, and we had a lot of fun and with my cousins and my grandpa and stuff. And anyway, I've always gone by Brian since since I was 4 or 5 years old, or 3 or 4 or something.
Have you ever thought about it?
I don't know when I started using Brian, but I can't remember anybody ever calling me George when I was a kid. But
your parents didn't either?
No, that was my real first name. That it still is, actually.
Yeah, but they didn't call you that.
No, but and I like Brian better than George.
Yeah, it somehow seems a little more modern.
So anyway, and then so I kind of go by G. Brian Phil on a lot of my legal papers. But
I actually know kind of a scary story about somebody whose name who was given a name, which is a family name, and. And then he was given a middle name. And then he had a sister who was born, think about when he was about 4 or 5. I mean, he was not a very young child. And they decided it would be cooler to give the family name to the girl. So they took his name away from him and gave it to his sister, which I always thought was a really scary thing to do. I mean, because we are our names to a certain extent. You can hear especially the responses on Facebook. And at 4 or 5, especially all of a sudden having been the prince of the family and an only child, and all of a sudden having a competitor who now is given your name, like you were the little prince, and now we're going to give the real important name to somebody else.
Yeah,
it was a horrifying story.
I was the oldest son in the family, the first child of 5, 4 siblings. You know, we had 5 kids. I have a niece whose name is Liliana. I've never heard that much before, but I always thought it was kind of a neat name. My sister, I don't know, I guess it came up.
Well,
with
it
that.
Sounds like there was a Lillian in the family and an Anna, and they just combined them.
Not that I know of.
Okay, fair enough.
Well,
the people make up names all of.
They make up names, and then they have those baby name books that you used to see years ago.
Yeah, they still do.
Can I wait to say one thing about the weather? I know you guys are having a hell of a snow, and I have a friend from, I'm here in Tacoma, Washington, and she went to visit her daughter and granddaughter about a week ago in Boston. And
did she come back yet?
I don't know. I texted her yesterday to see where she was, and she didn't communicate at all. I know a lot of times when she's out traveling, she doesn't.
I think they had, before this weekend, they had 99 inches of snow. And I think they had 5 inches. Yeah, 99 inches. And they had 5 inches to go, I think, before they would set tie a record. And then 6 inches would be breaking a record. And so everybody in Boston was sort of saying, go, snow, go. Because as long as you're going to get to that, you know, to that level, you might as well go all the way. And
you need snowshoes and mucklucks and
but 99 inches,
all your long johns and extra coats and scarves and
well, I mean, it's not, for here. It's not so. We don't have that much snow. We've just had. I mean, we have ice floes on the Hudson, and yesterday it was such a nice day that a lot of the snow melted. So we have, it was 20 degrees. So.
And we have sun. We've been having 50 and 60 degrees out here.
Yep.
And all the snow on the ski areas in the mountains is melting. Almost all the ski areas up here. In Snoqualmie, I mean, between Seattle and Tacoma and just east of here in the Cascades, almost all the ski areas have shut down as of a week or two ago. And I think there may only be 1 or 2 ski areas that are operating right now because
snow
washed away by the rain, and we got sunny and 60 right now today.
Yeah, my mom lives in Colorado, in Denver, and they've been having 65-degree weather, and I think on Sunday, overnight, on Saturday night to Sunday, they got a foot of snow. So the ski slopes are just thrilled because they've had no snow. And as you point out, for ski slopes, it's really disastrous, especially this late in the season.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know about global warming or global cooling.
Well, I think it's just global change.
Changes all the time.
Yeah.
I don't You know, I don't believe a lot of these global warming alarmists and people. I mean, there's a little bit of some of this global warming stuff, but the weather changes all the time. I mean, we've only been recording the weather for 100 years or 150 years or something. And, you know. Anyway, I like your show, and hopefully you guys will, your snow will melt pretty soon. And
but sooner or later, we'll actually have spring. I don't know. I think March is going to probably be lion-like going in, so we can hope for lamb by the end.
Below zero weather is, I mean, it hardly ever gets much below freezing around here, much below 20 degrees. I mean, that's really cold.
Manny was listening to the weather forecast, or the weather guy, and it was saying that he was not, he said he was Captain Obvious, and he was saying it's really cold. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we can feel it.
Yeah, truly. Yeah, you don't have to tell us this. All right, Brian, thanks for your call. Yeah, stay warm. Well, and you can hear, I mean, areas that traditionally have a lot of snow haven't. And as I said, having grown up in Colorado, that not getting snow can be a real problem for the ski slopes. And now they're getting, they just got a whole bunch overnight, so... Mm-hmm. So there you go. All right. So we've got, what have I got? Like
about a minute.
A minute. Well, I don't have time. We're not going to read an email in a minute. I'm just not going to do it. Let's see. What else can I tell you about in 1 minute? What can I tell you about in 1 minute? Well, we went through the Oscars. We went through the fact that Elaine Stritch and Joan Rivers were not mentioned. But to my knowledge, Joan Rivers didn't do... I'm trying to think if she ever did a movie. I mean, she did The Red Carpet, but that would mean that you'd put Al Roker on and Rob Roberts.
I wonder if Joan A., did she make any, like, cameos in any movies, maybe?
I was trying to think. She was in a documentary, because I was in the documentary with her. So she was... In fact, she was supposedly going to be nominated for an Oscar, and it wasn't. Because I was going to get nominees the best psychologist playing a psychologist, but I don't know. The documentary I know she was in. I don't know, but
I'll do
she probably
research.
Got.
I'll look it up.
Fair enough. All righty. Manny will keep us informed. In the meantime, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Dr. Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.